With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A 7-man, 5-woman jury's convicted former President Trump of charges related to falsifying business records at his company. He could face 4 years in prison on each charge, a fine, or probation when he's sentenced July 11th, just days before the GOP convention. The former president says the verdict was set from the outset.
But this was a rigged decision right from day one with a conflicted judge who should have never been allowed to try this case, never. And we will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over. Thank you very much.
Meanwhile, Chief Justice John Roberts declined an invitation to meet with Democrat senators to talk about Supreme Court ethics and flags that flew outside Justice Alito's homes. A day earlier, Alito wrote Senate and House members to reject demands he recuse himself from Supreme Court cases involving former President Trump and the January 6th rioters because of the flags, which are like those carried by the rioters at the 2021 riot on the Capitol. Alito says the flags outside his two homes in Virginia and New Jersey were flown by his wife, and nothing about them requires his recusal. Also at SRNNews.com, Secretary of State Blinken is assailing Russian attempts to sow discord in democracies with misinformation about hitting the U.S. may allow Ukraine to use American-supplied munitions to strike inside Russia.
We know that a major front in the competition that we have, the adversarial relationship that we have, notably with Russia, is an information front.
In Prague for a NATO foreign ministers meeting, Blinken says Russian misinformation and disinformation is a, quote, poison being injected into the democracies. Earlier in the day, he signed an agreement with the Czech government to combat Moscow's use of that misinformation. This is SRN News. A Christian in Iowa has hate crimes charges dropped.
Last Christmas, an image of Satan was set up at the state capitol by the Satanic Temple, prompting Michael Cassidy to enter the building and knock it down. He was arrested, and prosecutors decided to charge him with a hate crime against Satanism, to the surprise of many. The hate crimes charge, which carries heavier penalties, has now been dropped in return for Cassidy's decision to plead guilty to a third-degree criminal mischief charge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion providers are asking a judge to expand the health exception to Indiana's abortion ban. Planned Parenthood also wants the judge to allow clinics as well as hospitals to provide the baby-killing procedure. Indiana only allows abortions when the health or life of the woman is at risk. The plaintiffs claim the health exception is written so narrowly that in practice, many doctors won't end a pregnancy, even when a woman's condition qualifies. SRN News. Amazon gets the okay to expand its drone delivery system. We get this story from Jackie Quinn.
Amazon says it's gotten permission from the Federal Aviation Administration to operate drones beyond a visual line of sight. It removes a barrier to traveling longer distances. Now that Amazon submitted a strategy for detecting and avoiding obstacles in the air. The FAA says the approval is for Prime Air Delivery Service in College Station, Texas, where Amazon first introduced drone deliveries in 2022. Amazon says it plans to open another drone delivery site west of Phoenix, while it's closing a drone delivery site in San Joaquin County, California. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And you can always check out the latest details by logging on to SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.